Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1273. And also, Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on 182. And also, Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has approved Senate Bill 29 as recommended by the governor's pursuant to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota for changes as to style and form. And also, Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has approved House Bill 1001 as recommended by the governor pursuant to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota as to change of style and form. The recommendation of the governor is found on page 835 of the House Journal. We hereby request your favorable consideration in approving the recommendation of governor as to style and form on HB 1001. Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Reports of conference committees.
Madam President, the conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered SJR 5 and the amendments thereto made by the House and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that SJR be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bogue, Koskinen, and Ketzel, and Representatives McCulley, Pitts, and Olson. And also, Madam President, the conference committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1197 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that the House do not concur with the Senate amendments to House Bill 1197 and that a new committee be appointed. Respectfully submitted, Senators Drake, Putnam, and Moore, and Representatives Richter, Pummel, and Nachtigall.
The President signed the following bill, an act to revise the procedure for opting out of the property tax freeze. Consideration of executive vetoes.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the recommendation of the governor as to style and form of House Bill 1001 as found on page 835 of the House Journal as provided in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion.
Madam President.
Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, with House Bill 1001, Section 49 was the emergency clause, and it was only supposed to apply to the first 12 sections of the Act, but we had a drafting error, so it made it apply to everything in the Act. And the problem with that is, if it went into effect, the bed, board, and booze, that would cease when the governor signed it, and then remember the other bill, then that wouldn't kick in until July, so they would lose those months of revenue on that particular thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would ask that you concur in the style and form on HB 1001. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being, shall the recommendation of the governor as to change of style and form of House Bill 1001 be approved? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue? Rose? Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert? Dietrich Leary?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer? Drake? Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskinen? Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam, Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky? I'm sorry. Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Bogue? Senator Dennard? Senator Dietrich Elmer? Senator Drake? Senator Drake? Everest? Putnam? Senator Dietrich Elmer? Madam President, ayes 27, nays 3, excused 5.
So the question has received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect. The President declares the motion carried, and the recommendation of the governor is to change of style and form is approved.
Madam President.
Senator Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move Resolution 1 to follow SJR 5 on today's agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is to move Resolution 1 to follow SDR 5. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Consideration of conference committees.
Senator Hamm moves that the report of the conference committee on HB 1273 be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion.
Madam President.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 1273 had a title amendment, and I would ask you to concur with the conference committee. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Hamm's motion that the report of the conference committee on House Bill 1273 be adopted. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
No.
Bogue? Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake? Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield?
No.
Hagen?
Aye.
Hamm?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven? Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Madden, nay. Drake, aye. Madam President, ayes 27, nays 5, excused 3.
The motion has received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect. The President declares the motion carried, and the report is adopted.
Madam President.
Senator Brown.
I would ask that the Senate recess for approximately a half an hour.
All right. Till 3:15?
Yeah, that could be 5 minutes one way or the other.
All right. The motion is that the Senate recess until 3:15. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries.